Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hello, Demetrius Bell, the wide receiver from Nashville, four-star high school wide receiver. Just tweeted out he's going to announce at noon today. Let's see if Nebraska fans have been okay here and not responding or tweeting at him. No, not the case.
Yeah. I bet the first comment is GBR.
They're all Nebraska so far. So at noon today, Nebraska could pick up their 101st scholarship player.
Well, all right then.
Hey, it just means spring football is going to be loaded with competition.
Going to have to buy a program. To be
honest, I was thinking of Jacob Hood, by the way. I thought he was making his announcement yesterday, but now I'm thinking it was Jacob Hood that was making his announcement yesterday. Never mind.
Who did make his announcement?
Who did make his announcement and chose Nebraska.
Yeah, yesterday's announcements are three development guys.
Yeah. Tight end, wide receiver, Georgia transfer offensive lineman.
Yes. He's a member of the Corn Dogs.
It's taking off.
Guys,
a bit of an NIL deal comes out of it, then it's okay.
Yeah, we were told that, there is a food truck.
All right, so I'm going to give a little love here. On the texting machine, I have to find it where... There's bombarded here.
Oh, with the.
By the way, from a question I asked you earlier, Matt Davison is the voice on the.
The radio commercial didn't sound like him. It didn't sound like Matt. So, are you looking for the corn dog one?
I was looking for a couple of Matt drops just to compare.
Oh, okay.
Just to remind you of what he sounded like.
Do you want the Westerkamp one?
What you're going to find out, young Nick. is we have 112 Matt Davison drops in the system.
Let's lay them. Lay them out. I want to hear them.
Well, that's on to Jimmy.
Okay.
I know there's some on this wall.
By the way, I know you guys don't watch wrestling. So I watched
wrestling.
I had nothing to do last night. So I was doing a little prep for basketball, but I was watching a lot of television last night.
And so
I watched. Oh, I lost a lot of basketball.
Okay.
And then I watched Raw. Do you guys watch wrestling?
I don't. So I used to, about
20 years ago.
Raw was in Philly.
Yeah.
And Raw is celebrating its 30th anniversary.
Okay.
And they had a great open, a fantastic open, but they're in Philly. And Paul Heyman was letting everybody know that he's a big fan of Brock Purdy.
Oh.
He gave Brock Purdy a shout out in Philly.
Oh, that probably
So he was
over
playing
well.
Into the role.
Villain.
Do you know, and they brought back some former wrestlers, like Ric Flair was there last night. You know who a former wrestler that I still get, like, super excited about?
Ew.
And he looks, you know, when he's not in his wrestling gear, he looks different. The Undertaker.
Oh, yeah.
I will stop doing anything if The Undertaker is on my television or there is something about The Undertaker. There is something about him that has captivated me.
The epitome of intimidation. When I think of any sport or anything that would just strike fear in you, growing up, that was when I watched wrestling, The Undertaker scared the bejesus out of me. It was just, and the fact that that's still going strong, The Undertaker, like, I love it. That's great. I haven't watched anything detailed with pro wrestling, probably like Jimmy, probably at least 20, no, more than 20 years.
You guys,
I used to be a Hulkamaniac.
This ain't going
to
work.
I used to be a Hulkamaniac.
Every week, Monday Night Raw.
I can go WWF with you. I can talk about when the earthquake sat on Hulk Hogan and how devastated I was as a little Hulkamaniac.
Oh, we can go old school and new school.
Yeah, because I mean, Ultimate Warrior, Demolition,
But you got nothing going on. So Monday and Friday nights, you need guys starting to start watching wrestling. So we can have
Friday nights, really?
I can just hear this at home. You're watching what?
Recorded.
I get sleepy after 9, unless there's a sporting event on.
So you're adjusting.
I am adjusting. I'm adjusting.
11:45. Boom. Up
I know when you said 11:45. Like I said, I was already in my REM cycle.
I would highly recommend The Last Ride, the documentary on The Undertaker. I mean, it's a little bit sad because his body has broken down.
I'm sure.
Oh, man.
But he kept he kept wrestling.
Yeah.
Man, he was there last night. I'll tell you, I was a little giddy. I was like, oh, one more time. One more time.
How old is he?
How?
He's got to be in his 50s by now.
Oh, he is. I think older?
No, you know what? I think Mark is, are you supposed to give away their name?
You guys are on first name basis? That's cool, man.
57.
Okay.
Yeah.
How old's Hulk Hogan? He's in his 60s.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably parts of his body a little bit older.
Slightly.
Yes. All right. One quick question before we break. You can answer it on the other side. The Chiefs and the Jaguars played on Saturday at Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. This is a picture that has been shared. This is also from my TikTok takeaway.
Okay, good. At 11:45.
Did you... No, this was earlier in the day.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just making sure. I didn't know if the TikTok was just a late night thing or what.
I'm like...
It's a guilty pleasure.
I'm like everyone. You know what? When we got a little downtime and you're waiting in line or something, and I'm on my phone.
Well, I am too, but I'm not on TikTok.
Did you... You guys have seen the Potato Girl at Arrowhead?
Yeah.
No. I have not seen Potato Girl.
So there was a young lady. I would say she's probably in her, late 20s, early 30s. Big Chiefs fan. Sitting up in the 300 level, it looked like, at Arrowhead. But she was in the more bougie 300 level because she was closer to the field.
Yeah.
And so those tickets are a little bit more expensive than if you're up by the roof.
Yeah, by the lights.
Yeah, yeah. So she took a potato out of her pocket, which if you have to add something to the potato, that just tells you that a potato is not good.
Right.
Like a regular potato is not good. Y'all add like bacon bits and chives,
sour
and
cream,
butter, sour cream,
loaded.
Yeah, but you don't ever eat just a potato, just regular, right? So it needs something.
Yeah,
it's out. It's out of my category.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guys be out on a girl that all of a sudden pulled a raw potato out of her pocket and just started eating it? But there's more to this story. So she is doing this. We all have needs, and there is a Jacksonville fan that is taking a picture of her while she's eating the potato, and she caught the person, and she called this person out on Twitter because he put it out there. She searched it, found it, and then she, got into a discussion with him, and she is the Kansas City Potato Girl. Would that be a deal breaker if you were with somebody and... like at a public place, and they just pulled out a potato and started eating it raw?
Well, we'd have a long talk. We'd have a very long talk.
I'd be friends with them because they've got to be interesting. But that's about it.
Now, I feel like you're setting this up on if you were dating a girl and she did this.
Well, like what if on a date?
Yeah. I'd
be very curious on if I was on a date. Why she felt the need to have a potato in her pocket.
Right. There's a lot of questions I'd have, so I think this would be a pretty lengthy conversation. Now, hey, depending on how old I would be at the time, like I could be a shallow guy. Like, looks do help remedy that situation. More intrigued than anything on why.
So this guy.
Was it warm? Keeping her warm?
This Jacksonville. I don't know that eating a potato keeps you warm.
No, it was like the potato in her pocket warm was part of its job to maybe...
Not sure I wasn't in her
warm.
Pocket. Jay Kill from Jayville is the person that took the picture. He said, KC fan eating a baked potato out of her pocket, and then a bunch of throw-up emojis. So then the KC Potato Girl responded, I caught you taking my photo as well, but I enjoyed a baked potato and a win. How about you?
It's a good response.
She has a Twitter.
So it was baked.
Yeah,
it was just a raw potato.
So her Twitter handle is Nick Knack Paddywhack 6.
Six. Yeah.
Casey Potato Girl.
she looks pissed.
She's only following 5 people, so I think she created this Twitter account.
Yeah, the Casey Potato Girl.
Yeah.
She's leaning into it now. What's she pissed about?
Well, I don't know. I mean, she was eating a potato. I think I would look kind of awkwardly, too, if somebody was, yeah.
See, she said baked potato. So I have a feeling part of the reason behind the baked potato was also stay warm. You got that in your pocket. There's at least one area of your body that's going to be a little more warm with that baked potato. Although then you're losing...
People are saying it's staged, by the way.
The warmth. Oh, is it?
People are saying it's staged.
Oh. Yep. See, that just ruins it. If you know it's staged, don't ruin that.
All right, so we read earlier a reply to Trev's picture with Matt Rhule and Mike Gabinet at Baxter Arena yesterday, and somebody said, tweeted at Trev, Omaha hockey is fun. You should attend a game. This person responds, are you single?
What? Responded to that person saying
they responded to the KC Potato Girl, said, are you single? I think they should let you bang the drum. Okay. Don't ever go away, this website. Please do not ever go away. Amazing Daniel says, as someone who has way too many things that my significant other has to tolerate, I don't think I have any ground to stand on if she wants to eat a plain potato.
Yeah. I don't, it's not a deal breaker. I'll give you that. It's not a deal breaker, but it is something that it strikes intrigue. I'd love to know why this compared to anything else that you could have in your pocket and decide to eat. Again, I do think that there's a heat element to it. Very chilly at that game. That maybe you're killing two birds with one stone on that. You're staying warm and you got a snack for later. But yeah, I would want to know why a potato? I feel like there's other ways that you could go around this. And I don't know the type of pants that she's wearing, but trying to smuggle a potato into the pocket, it would be a challenge for me. And I know most jeans for females tend to be a little tighter than what I would wear. I just have a lot of questions. Are you worried that that might smash? And then if it does, I mean, hopefully you don't have keys in there, because that's going to be more than what you'd want to deal with. Like Shannon Sharp said to Team Ran, these aren't the problems you want. You don't want these problems. You don't want these problems. You definitely don't want those problems.
Yeah. Famous from a potato.
I have a lot of questions. I have a lot of questions. Can we get her on?
No, we don't. We're gonna. It looks staged. I think it's staged.
If it's, but okay. But why a potato?
I was almost all on board, and then, yeah, the stage, I'm out.
Damn it.
Yeah.
That makes me mad.
All right, so we killed that off, and John says, stop it. We are not doing the corn dogs.
I agree with you, John.
That's fair.
We tried the Calabrasca. It led to nothing.
So the three Georgia transfers probably will take a picture together, and someone will tag it corn dogs. Yep,
oh, it's coming.
Corn dogs.
And John will lose his mind.
Corn dogs. Okay. With a W.
Eric on the texting machine, fridge-cooled raw potato with salt is one of the best underrated snacks ever.
Fridge-cooled? Raw potato with salt. I don't know.
Jimmy, I think you got a homework assignment today.
Eat a potato?
Fridge-cooled.
Fridge-cooled. And then put salt on it and let us know tomorrow how it tastes.
So can we get clarity? Is it you get the normal baked potato in the oven, and then you just get a little bit fridge-cooled?
No, I want to know. No, does he want it raw?
It's the raw.
Like an apple.
Yeah, you got to be raw dogging.
No.
There it is.
No. Only Creed will eat the raw potato. No, I wouldn't do it.
We're back to put a wrap on this show after this.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.